Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All eyes on Ian, of course, after that landfall of such a borderline, really a catastrophic hurricane on the southwest coast of Florida yesterday. Well, now losing its identity as expected, moving over land, so rapidly decaying is the meteorological term that's often used with tropical storms and hurricanes once they move over land. So it's falling below hurricane strength and will be a tropical storm as it moves offshore, not too far from Cape Canaveral. During the mid-to-day to afternoon hours today, and then moves east of Jacksonville late tonight into early tomorrow morning and is a little bit more east even than we've been talking over the last couple of days before yet another landfall be the third one. First one was Cuba early in the morning on Tuesday. So we're looking now at a third landfall late Friday afternoon, early Friday evening, a little north and northeast of Savannah and not too far from Charleston as a tropical storm. Even though it's moving back out over the western Atlantic, significant strengthening is not expected. And so we can cut back on the rainfall, especially inland west of Highway 301. Much of far western Nassau and Baker County will likely see less than 2 inches of rain. And the more west you go through those counties, less than an inch of rain. So really not much at all. In other words, winds will be breezy, but not significant, 15 to 25 miles per hour, the gust to 30 to 35 miles per hour. Then from Highway 301 to I-95, more important and significant impacts through the day today and tonight with bands of heavy rain and the strong winds. We'll see rainfall amounts within that zone averaging about 1 to 3 inches, with some spots perhaps seeing 5 inches of rain over parts of western Duval into northwestern Clay County, and perhaps a couple of downed trees with the soggy ground. And then the I-95 corridor, we up the ante a little bit closer to the center of Ian as it moves offshore. So you're looking along the I-95 corridor in general for Nassau, Duval County, rainfall amounts of about 2 to 4 inches with some spots up to 6 inches for storm totals, wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. And then you get east of I-95 to the beaches and south through St. Johns County, eastern and southeastern Clay County. That's where the impacts are going to be the strongest and already have been. Rainfall totals still look to average in this area 6 to 10 inches, but some spots more than a foot of rain. So the areas of central and eastern Duval, much of St. Johns County, eastern Clay County will continue to be the locations hardest hit by Ian. There'll be some power outages, downed trees, and of course the flood threat with that kind of rainfall, in addition to the storm surge, which looks like it's going to average 2 to maybe 3 feet. A couple of 4 foot surges will be possible, especially at high tide along the St. Johns River. And then we're looking at a surge of about 2 to 4 feet with perhaps some 5 foot surge at the beaches. All those numbers should be at least a little bit less than Irma in 2017 on the St. Johns River, certainly less than Irma, and on the beaches, maybe somewhat similar to Matthew in 2016. So this is still a beach beating after all. The hurricane, primarily now tropical storm Ian, producing a very strong and long onshore flow. So that's a beach beating that was already getting going yesterday, way out ahead of Ian. And St. Augustine with a whole lot of rain in an area that will probably end up being the hardest hit by this storm across our listening area of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. But overall, Hurricane Ian taking a little bit more of an eastward path versus northward once it made landfall, and that's going to spare us from what otherwise could have been an even more significant and severe hit. The rainfall will be plenty, a lot. We'll have some of the greatest flooding since 2016 and 2017, and one of the worst beach beatings since those storms as well. But it's not of the magnitude that it could have been in this particular case. Moving by Jacksonville's latitude, and this is important too, early tomorrow morning, so it's a little faster. And once it moves by our latitude, all the rain is essentially going to be on the north side of the storm for the most part, curling back a little bit on the northwest side. So there'll be some lingering showers into early Friday, but then we should be clearing it out tomorrow. Still gusty winds, downright strong in the morning, may cause some additional power outages in a few spots. But then some sun in the afternoon, temperatures will be cool, only in the 70s. And then, folks, that sets us up for a great weekend. Now, we'll still have to deal with some flooding issues, standing water, again, especially from about Highway 301 and east to particularly I-95 and the beaches, where there's going to be the most rain and storm surge over the next 24 hours. But otherwise, it's a nice weekend. Temperatures will top out in the low to mid 80s. The humidity will be comfortable. Nighttime lows will dip to 60 to 65. Hopefully, we won't have any long-term power outages. But if so, at least the temperatures will be cooling off at night and conditions will be good for cleanup and getting power restored again. Although I would not expect there to be real long, widespread power outages now in this setup, with Ian moving offshore so quickly and early and then moving east to Jacksonville as it makes that move toward the north. And we'll continue with pleasant weather conditions into early next week. So once again, in summary, the heaviest rain will fall from Highway 301 to I-95 to the beaches with Ian. Storm totals will range from as little as less than an inch in western Baker County to around 2 to 3 inches near Highway 301, 3 to 5 inches with some half-foot amounts along I-95, and then rainfall amounts of as much as a foot locally, more at the beaches, southward through much of St. Johns County, where the impacts from Ian will be the most intense and the most significant. Certainly some beach erosion as well. A lot of wave action. Surf today will be in the double digits at our beaches with breakers of 10 to 15 feet, quite impressive, averaging about 8 to 10, maybe 12 feet on Friday, but subsiding through the day, and then much calmer as we get into the weekend. However, the rip current risk will stay elevated, just not as high as we get into the weekend. And, of course, the best advice, again, is to stay out of the ocean today through tomorrow. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.